right. Always a very fine, upbeat rhythms there of D.A. Dad, man. This is a thing called Pomegranate, and you know, we want to give credit where credit is due. Half the time you're playing these songs, we don't know who the great artists are. D.A. Dad, huh? I believe, yes, it is D.A. Dad. Anyway, welcome to our program, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry. I'm General Galen Shaw, and we have Frank. Frank Gray is in the offing, I think. I'm not really. I'm in the offing. I'm standing right over. We'll get to you in a second, Frank. Frank, we had you on last week. Yeah, the gender confusion. Frank was on talking about his gender confusion, and we have Dr. Jim Sadler on because what we're trying now to do, or we will bring in, do you want me to? No, I'm not done introducing the show.
You just slapped the microphone.
He slapped what?
He's
yeah, so we'll get to you, Frank. Sit down, relax, okay?
All right, God almighty.
And, General, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm here, too, and Bud is.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you guys. Just wanted to get into the show, and everybody's walking around getting coffee.
Well, the filters.
Didn't have any filters.
Great. Maybe you can, you know, look for those before we start the show. So, I make my own coffee.
Yeah, you make it in that little Italian pot. Jesus, is that weird. What do you do that for, Phil?
Because I like good coffee.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah, so you think filtered coffee not good enough?
No, it's not. Not for me. No, it isn't. No. If I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work and I have stuff that I got to do and I got stuff what I need to do, okay, I want to have...
All right, don't weep.
I want to have good coffee, okay? Filtered, that filter jazz and that little... What is that called again?
It's called a Keurig. I know it, Phil. Do you mind?
Go ahead, Frank.
Called a Keurig cup.
Oh, yes, the Keurig cup. The little...
Yeah, I don't like those either.
Oh, my God. That's heresy.
I don't care. I don't like them. I'm getting sick and tired of that prefab jazz. What I like, I got my little espresso pot.
Now, here we go.
That's right. Here we go. Sit down, Bud, and shut up. I like my little espresso pot. I grind the coffee beans myself using an electric coffee bean grinder. I'm not... Well, you know, I'm not saying that I'm back on the farm or anything.
Not much,
no. But and then I do whatever I do, and I have a great cup of coffee, which I'm enjoying right now
with your almond milk.
Hey,
thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, so what? So I, Jesus,
God, Phil. So what?
That's right. So what? So I have coffee. So I have almond milk.
What is almond milk, Mr. Henry?
It's creamer made out of almonds. Okay, so nice to see you guys. Thanks for joining us. Phil Henry Show, and had a great weekend. I wanted to tell you that I went out to dinner with my sisters on...
I'll do it, Margaret, okay? Well, there's the place.
I know that. Went out to dinner with my sisters on Saturday night at the bungalow in Costa Mesa.
You belched, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know I belched. At the bungalow in Costa Mesa. Oh, man, I'm going to kill somebody.
Phil went to a wonderful restaurant called the Bungalow with his lovely sisters, Marianne and Joanne.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you have, Phil?
I had, you know what I did on Friday, on Saturday, what night was it?
Saturday, I think.
Saturday night, I had a steak.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me or something, Phil?
I had a steak. A red meat steak, yeah.
You understand, Phil, that you have hypertension.
I have hypertension?
Hypertension.
I understand all that jazz. One steak ain't gonna kill you, and it didn't kill me. In fact, it tasted fantastic. I had a steak, and on top of that, I had a Cobb salad.
All right, yeah. Yeah, this is Frank Gray.
Thanks, Frank.
Stop it, Frank.
All right.
I had a salad and I had a steak. And then on Friday night, we were over at Smitty's in Pasadena at what used to be Monahan's. Now, Monahan's was an Irish bar that we used to go to in the 70s and the 80s when we were just punk kids. And, you know, when I was like 15, 16, 12, 11, I used to drink heavily well into the night as a 10-year-old.
All right, yeah.
You are kidding.
What do you think? Do you think they served a 10-year-old?
No.
I'd go in there in we went in our 20s, and Monahan's this great bar in Pasadena on Lake, but it's been turned into an even greater restaurant, Smitty's. Can't recommend it highly enough. The food's phenomenal. We had a beautiful table there and a patio. I can't believe how they turned this into a restaurant with a big dining area, all of these private rooms, this big patio area, and the bar that used to be there was like a bar and maybe five or six booths, and that was it. I don't know.
Obviously, you missed a whole lot of what was there, Phil. Probably too many St. Patrick's days.
Say that again?
Too many St. Patrick's days.
Okay. So today, Frank, come on in here, man.
Frank, tell Phil, and we have Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Sadler.
Hi, Phil. Hello, everyone. Listen, and Frank, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Sadler. How are you doing?
I'm great, but bringing me in to, I don't know that I'm qualified, you know.
We just wanted to find out if there was anything you could do for Frank's gender confusion has been cleared up, and his use of the term it, you know, Frank went from...
I understand. Frank used to refer to men as she, and that...
Mind if I get some coffee, because I don't know what the two of you are talking about.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Right here, Frank. So Frank called he's, she's, and the she was the he. Is that what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And then after work with Dr. Boneberg at the Brainwave Institute, he went from going to he, she, to it.
Right. Then he just started calling everybody it. In the third, you know, so his son was it. So he said, my son, Jason J. Delmonico, it graduates this way, that kind of thing.
And did Dr. Boneberg say that that was an improvement?
Well, I guess they felt it was an improvement. Here, I'm the man's wife. Can I?
Yes, certainly.
Go ahead, Margaret.
All right. I believe that Dr. Boneberg felt that it was at least the use of one particular pronoun as opposed to getting too confused. So it was an improvement. However, there was a breakthrough 2 weeks ago. Frank is able to use the right pronouns, but is almost strangling on the word, having a difficult time getting it out.
And he also has no memory of it.
He has no memory of what?
He says... He'll say the word he like that, and he thinks it's just he's saying it normally.
Have you thought about institutionalizing him?
For what?
I'm just kidding.
All right, come on in, Frank.
Yeah, I just had some, Dickman.
He
showed me where the coffee cups were.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, are we going to do a whole show with this again?
No, we're not. We're just going to do a brief... We're just see if there's anything that you can do, Dr. Sadler, about this.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, they're telling me that when I say either the word
he,
or if I say she, I'm saying it, it sounds weird.
It does sound weird, yeah. It sounds weird.
Okay. Now, I don't want to knock it. I don't want to knock you, and I don't want to knock it. And I don't know. I don't want to knock these. I'm just kidding. I'm pointing to my groin, and
just let's go, Frank. All right, quit with the jokes.
All right, fine. But I will say that I don't know that you are qualified, Dr. Sadler, in this regard.
Really? Why?
Well, how do I put this? You know, you talk funny and you talk weird, and you talk. It sounds. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
He
has a hard time saying certain words.
Now, I understand. Dr. Sadler was a lion tamer at one time.
Yes, I had a lion taming accident. I've said this a million times.
He tried to French kiss a cheetah, though, right?
Yes, I tried to French kiss. Okay?
This was part of the circus act?
Yes, it was part of the circus act.
And it was not a lion, it was a cheetah?
Yes, it was a cheetah. And part of my tongue was... You know, can see right there. I mean, I'm fine. It's not that much of the tongue. And I probably sound better than a lot of guys, if you want to get right down to it.
Well, but be that as it may, and I'm not knocking a doc, but I'm just wondering if you are the one, if you're the one and only that can train me how to say, you know, if I say my wife is over there and she is wearing a nice dress... You're saying that sounds funny.
Yeah, it sounds really...
It's pretty messed up, Frank.
Well, what do you mean pretty? What's he talking about?
He's saying, Frank, that you're saying the word he like this. You're saying he, you know?
What the hell?
We told you this last time you were here, Frank. You don't remember?
All right. God damn, listen to him.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird what's going down with you. It's weird. All right, try this. Let's try some experiments, because I did work for a time with Dr. Ruben Uber, who was...
What was the name of him?
Dr. Ruben Ubadu.
Dr. Ruben Ubadu.
Yeah. What's there a problem?
No, it's just an unusual name.
Right. What we did...
That's not the name. You said Dr. Ruben Ubadu.
Dr. Ruben Ubadu. What is with you apes? Watch it, Dr. Sadler.
All right, I'm sorry.
Don't you ever call my wife an ape, Sadler. Don't ever do it. You know I have great respect for you. But when you make fun of her, you make fun of me. When you call her an ape, you're calling me an ape.
That's right. Well, I did call you an ape. I said all you apes combined.
Oh, okay. So what do you think, Doc?
All right, here's what I think we should do. What I want you to do, Frank, is I want you to think. When you see me and you want to call me him, think she, but say the word him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. That sounds... I have to think...
Think the word she, or think the word... Think of me in the feminine gender, but then call me... Use the word, the right word, that you know that you're using.
Right, because when I see you right now, I say, well, there he is.
Right, right. But it's coming out all jacked up and messed up. So think of the female, and then so...
All right, so all right, let me, if I could.
Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Frank, I think what he's saying is, think of Dr. Sadler as a woman, but use the right pronoun. What are you lemur monkeys, old world, tail hang?
All right, Frank.
All right, sorry. What are you guys saying? What we're saying is, God, Phil. That's right. What we're saying is, what Dr. Sadler's saying is, just say hi, Phil. There, say this. There's Phil. There he is. But think she.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's it.
All right. There's Phil. There she he is. There's Phil, there he, she is. No, just...
You almost got it.
You almost have it, but you're saying he, she. What? I thought I was saying the word he, she.
Well, all right, never mind, Frank.
I know, you think you're saying he.
Yeah.
All right, you're saying he, she. All right, so say there's Dr. Sadler, I wonder what he's having for dinner tonight. There's Dr. Sadler, I wonder what she's having tonight. And you were thinking the word he? Yeah.
Well, how come when you looked at Phil, you said he, she, and when you look at me, you say she?
I don't know. This is way above my pay grade, man. You know.
Well, all right. Let's try one more thing here, Frank. Because you almost got it with Phil. So look at me. Say, there's Dr. Sadler, and say the word she. Okay.
All right. There's Dr. Sadler. What do you want me to say?
Say, there's Dr. Sadler, and he's going to. He's going to go to dinner tonight. But say the word she.
There's Dr. Sadler, and he's going to go to dinner tonight, she.
What? What happened, Frank?
What do you mean, what happened? I'm listening to you chowderheads give me every kind of direction.
Frank!
I don't care. I'm listening to you clowns telling me every kind of direction, every kind of thing. I'm trying to do it what you're telling me to do, and you say it's coming out balled up.
It is, kind of, yeah, man. It's you're almost got... At least you're not going he anymore. But it's...
Frank, there is a definite disconnect in terms of the neurons and the neuropathological language. Now then...
Oh, will you speak English, you mumbling, stuttering?
All right, okay. Basically, what's happened here is the message gets scrambled between your brain and your mouth. Something is...
Somebody scrambling it.
Yeah.
Well, what if they did them over easy? It's just a little joke.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny, Frank. It's inappropriate humor for where we are right now.
All right. Geez, I don't want to confuse him anymore.
No, I don't either. I think you should just go back, Frank, to saying the word, the proper word. So say, there is Dr. Sadler. He's going to dinner tonight.
You want me to say that?
Yes.
There's Dr. Sadler. He's going to dinner tonight. What happened? Well, you said he.
You said he, but you went up. Your voice went up.
What do you mean my voice went up?
You went like this, Frank. You said, there's Dr. Sadler. He's going to dinner tonight.
Are you guys trying to yank it and make it feel good? Because it doesn't. I can tell you that right now.
Hey, Frank, is this in the other room? Try this, okay?
Wait a minute. How many doctors do we have in here? No, Bud and I were listening in the other room. We got an idea.
Yeah, try this. There's Dr. Sadler. It's going to dinner tonight.
You want me to say the word he? Oh, man, it worked.
It worked, Frank.
What worked? That guy there, that Dickman, just told me to say the word he in reference to Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, but you saying the word it comes out he.
Right.
Yeah, because we just told you to say it.
And I did say he. No, you said he. Okay, I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to give this about...
No, Frank, honest to God.
I'm going to give this another 5 seconds, then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to kill someone. Everybody agreed? You. All right, Frank, quit with the jokes, okay? We're trying to make things as easy as we can.
Mr. Gray, we're so close to a breakthrough. So close to a breakthrough.
And I don't like being referred to as an old world lemur monkey hanging by the tail, Frank.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is driving me nuts.
All right, look, Frank, try this, okay?
Wait a minute, he did it good. All he had to do was say the word it.
This guy here is telling me to say the word he.
Okay, then,
Okay, say it when you're talking about Margaret.
Say he when I'm talking about Margaret.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What?
You called me he.
I called you he, yeah.
You thought you were saying the word it.
I was saying the word he. Oh, man, you know what? I say, Frank, whatever floats your boat, man. This is the whole thing with you balloon brains. I'm living my life the best way I know how, enjoying life to the fullest, and along comes all of you telling me that I'm getting the gender wrong, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. I just go back to doing it the way I do it. The way that Dr. Boneberg taught you at the Brainwave Institute. Well, whatever happened to me at the Brainwave Institute is a lot better than the way I was doing things, because everybody was complaining, thinking that I was off my nut.
Okay.
So
all right, so say to, just say the word, he... And refer to Dr. Sadler in the proper gender. Let me put it that way. So go ahead, refer to Dr. Sadler in the proper gender.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Say, there's Dr. Sadler, he's going to dinner tonight. There's Dr. Sadler, he's going to dinner tonight.
Okay,
What? Nothing. It's an improvement.
It is an improvement. What happened?
I think when we came along and, you know... General Shaw and I improved on the Boneberg method.
Yes, we did. We were talking about it. And so we decided to have him say the opposite of the thing that he was saying, only say it to the wrong gen... I don't know.
Yeah, I forget the way we thought about it.
Oh, you were improving on the Boneberg method, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Dr. Boneberg saved my life. I don't want anyone talking any smack about him.
We're not. We swear to God we're not. Say, there's Margaret. She's going to dinner tonight.
There's Margaret. She's going to dinner tonight. Frank, you're doing it. You're doing it, and all you're doing is you're doing the scale.
The what?
You're doing it. Do re mi.
Yeah, Frank, you're doing the musical scale. You're saying, there's Margaret. She's going to dinner tonight.
Are you guys trying to pull it clean off my scrotum? I want to know.
Wait a minute, Frank.
Well,
Frank, we're not doing any such thing. What's your language?
Well... I don't understand anything anybody's saying.
You're saying it right. You're saying he and she right. You just happen to be singing it.
Singing it?
Yeah, this is what you did. You said, there's Dr. Sadler. He's going to dinner tonight.
I swear to God.
Frank, you know, there's 5 of us in this room, not counting you, and we all heard the same thing. When you said, Dr. Sadler, there's Dr. Sadler, he's going to dinner tonight, you went, he.
Look, I don't know what you monkeys are talking about. I know I got a couple of tickets for Jason J. Delmonico and I.
He said he wanted to go see the Kings and the Avalanche playing Thursday night at the Staples Center, and I'm taking my son to see the Kings.
Well, good, man. I think you should. I'm sorry. And all of this other folderol, Margaret, I'm telling you, if I hear you say anything more about me and gender and this kind of thing...
Frank, we had people commenting, and a lot of people, you being on the air, was wondering what was wrong with you saying all these words the wrong way.
And now what you're telling me, it sounds worse to me.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's...
It's a definite improvement, Mr. Gray. You're saying the right gender, you're just singing it.
I'm saying the right gender.
Yeah, before you were going like, you sounded like you had a cob wedge, man. It sounded like you were taking it deep, you know?
What is talking about? Oh, well, good. Hey, I'm glad I'm entertaining everybody.
Sorry, Frank.
What he's talking about is that it is an improvement over you going Now, when I say
well, what you're doing now is you're going falsetto.
All right, I'm leaving. Is there any objection from anybody here?
No, Frank, go ahead.
No, Mr. Gray.
No, Mr. Gray, I think there's been a definite improvement.
And who do I have to thank for this?
Well, it sounds to me like it was a combination of the General and Bud.
I think we hit on something when we took the Boneberg method, and we sort of spliced in the idea that you could think one thing and say something else.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And excuse me, but I think the Dr. Sadler method which was for you to think, wait, that was my idea.
Anyway, he's talking good, and that's, well, no, he ain't talking good.
No, it still sounds jacked up, but at least you're using the right pronoun, Frank.
Okay, so if I say, there's my wife, Margaret,
she is a beautiful woman, I'm doing it right.
Yes, it sounds good. It could be better, but it sounds good.
Yeah, this is what you sound like, Frank. You're going, there's my wife, Margaret, she, or no.
Well, it's falsetto.
Yeah. There's my wife, Margaret. She looks good.
Are you kidding me? No man can look at a woman that he loves and sound like that and have her take him seriously. Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, hold on, Mr. Gray. I'll give you a ride to the bus stop.
What do you mean a ride to the bus stop? I got my own car.
Oh. I was thinking of my grandmother.
Dickman, the next time you're thinking of your grandmother when you're looking at me... Well, I guess I won't know because I don't read minds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, where are you going, Frank?
I'm going out to my car and I'm getting out of here.
Did you forget you gave me a ride?
Oh,
just have a seat in the green room there, Frank.
Yeah, the green room.
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I think that we have...
Why don't you get back to talking about Monahans? That was far more interesting.
Yeah. Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, the Phil...
well, I think it's you know... I believe there's a neurotransmitter problem.
Well, whoa, there, sunshine. I'm the doctor, okay?
Right, well, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, then, Sadler?
What I think is that there was damage done to the alpha waves. You know about that?
No.
No, we don't.
No, I don't.
You're making it up.
All right. No.
The alpha waves.
The alpha waves. Well, that was a unit of the United States Navy.
I want to say something.
Yeah, Frank.
I don't want to be invited back on this show, this rotten show, ever again.
Oh, come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
No, I mean it. I've been held up to ridicule by him and his
crew.
Look.
He is laughing.
I can't help it, Frank. I'll do it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Many thanks to Smitty's in Pasadena for the good time we had and the bungalow in Costa Mesa. I had dinner with my sisters on Saturday night.
Woo!